I'm Tim Z. Hernandez.
And I'm Daniel Chacon.
Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Our guest today is J.J. Amaworo Wilson, author of the novel Damnificados, which is an interesting kind of post-apocalyptic tale that's based on a true story, right, about a building, a skyscraper that was was it half-built in Caracas, Venezuela?
Yeah, a very tall, tall building. And it was abandoned halfway through.
Right.
They ran out of money. So a bunch of people who had no homes just moved into it, and they started communities. They started bakeries and little stores.
Like a little tiny army, a ragtag militia. And, you know, I know I was also reading that I think there were up to 1,200 families at its height, like, that inhabited the place.
Right,
the building.
Right. So that's what the novel – it's about that building, or a building very much like it, because it is a work of fiction. But it's really a beautiful novel, very well written. Right. And J.J., I met him at the in Silver City at the Festival of the Word there. He's a professor over at the university over there. And he's a fantastic guy. Hung out with his family, and they were really nice people. And I'm really, really happy.
But he's originally from like all over the place, right? He was born in Germany and was raised in the UK.
His father's English. His mother's Nigerian.
Right, right. And all of that kind of influences the book. You know, all of his sort of worldly travels and languages and all of that is all inside the book, you know, and the characters.
Right. You know, one question I want to ask him when we talk to him, I want to ask him, first of all, this building is so dark in many ways, you know, literally dark because it doesn't have any lights until they start to, you know, hang makeshift lights in there. But it's dark. It has no walls. It has no windows. Mm-hmm. And it's a really dark place. And I found myself, you know, like feeling a little claustrophobic as I was reading it and relieved, you know, and yet at the same time wanting to go back because it's so interesting. It's like walking through a haunted house almost. You know, you want to see what's in the next room, but you're also kind of scared. So I want to ask him about when he wrote this, because I know sometimes when I am writing a fictional landscape, I stay in that landscape long after I'm done writing it. And sometimes I can be in that landscape the entire day, sometimes weeks at a time.
When you're writing it especially.
And if it's a dark landscape, it could get a little bit creepy and a little bit
Man, you know, I'm working on this book right now about a plane crash, and I finally found the actual airplane, that same kind of airplane here in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, at the World War Eagles Museum.
Oh, nice.
And they have this wonderful, fantastic exhibit of the same airplane, and they allowed me to go in there one day for 4 hours one afternoon. They shut down the exhibit and just let me write this scene of the plane crash while inside the airplane. But the plane crash scene in my book goes for about 20, 25 pages. And so during the process of writing that, you know, I really had that sense of sort of claustrophobia also. You stay inside of a scene. Of course, now the airplane's falling apart and, you know, it's just a real sort of a dark space and you're in it page after page. And then you got to revisit the line after line after line. And by the time, you know, a week, a month passes, 2 months pass, you're like going, gosh, I need to see the light.
Yeah.
I need to feel – I need to remind – I would intentionally just leap – out of that chapter and go find like a love scene chapter that I had to work on or something else that just sort of freed me up from being, you know, from being inside of this locked up space.
Yeah. You know, when we create fiction, what we're doing is we're creating these landscapes and it's almost like virtual reality. The aesthetic phenomenon when it comes to fiction, I think, is at its height when a reader enters into it and they forget their reading. They actually can look around and you know, they can feel and they can see. And if that happens to the reader, it makes sense that it's going to happen to the writer. We're going to be in these landscapes. And these landscapes, in many ways, are real places because they're archetype, they're imagery. They're not based on necessarily on material fact, but they're based on the imagination, which can be just as real and just as powerful.
Well, that's the thing is the imagination, I think, is even – was it Einstein's quote? The imagination is more important than knowledge or something like that. I mean, but in the terms of writing fiction, you know, the imagination really, I think, is – you know, your best, and also it could be the cursing and the blessing at the same time, the curse and the blessing, because, you know, as you're writing it, you know, like I said, if I sat in the airplane itself, I can see the airplane, it kind of demystifies all of that. But once I go home and I start to work on it and my mind starts to play tricks on me and allow myself to see details that aren't really there, the imagination starts to really take hold and grip you physically and, you know, emotionally. And it just and I think that that's the idea. That's what you want in any ways for the reader. That's what the reader wants, right?
Yeah. And I think if a reader enters into this novel, Damnificados, and enters into it like a child, using their imagination first.
Right.
Picturing everything, it's going to be an amazing experience.
It is, absolutely.
You're going to be, it's going to be like you're Like you're entering into a virtual reality or a parallel universe. But but you know, it's good. We get to put the book down, pick it up again, and enter into the horrible and dark landscape that is our real lives.
All right. And with that, you know, you don't want to miss out on this one. So stick around for another edition of Words on Wire.